we gather together today, we have a chance as a community of faith to recognize and to pray for the class of 2011. And what better opportunity for a Christian community to do that than on the day of Pentecost, the day on which we gather around the story of the Holy Spirit, God's ongoing presence with us, showing up in the world to guide us. Now, I've graduated 3 times now, not including kindergarten, and something that I remember from all 3 times, something that kind of confused me and I think bothered me a little bit, were comments about going out into the real world. Are you ready to go out into the real world now? As if I had been kind of occupying my time in some kind of land of make-believe, up until the point that I was handed that piece of paper and turned that tassel on my cap. I think we all know, as we look back over our own lives, that the real world is where we live from the moment that we're born. You don't earn your way into the real world. It meets you the first day that you show up. You don't leave it when you go to school. It follows us everywhere, no matter where we go, to school, to church, no matter where we are in the real world. There is truth, however, in realizing that you've reached a moment that sends you out beyond the walls and beyond the boundaries that you've become familiar with, the ones that you've become used to. You hear it in that give and take between those 2 words, graduation and commencement. A page is turning. Something new is unfolding before you. It's a moment of change. It's a moment of yet to be discovered new things. I mean, there is a part of your life that you're graduating from. There's things that you will say goodbye to. There's people that you'll say goodbye to. The experience of where you've been will continue to shape your life, but it's no longer going to be the place where you live. You've graduated. And then at the same time, it's also a commencement, the beginning of a new chapter, the beginning of a new part of your life. Now, if we were here for a graduation or a commencement this morning, and I had the honor of giving the address, this would probably be the point where I would rouse the graduating class to get out there into that real world and then go find yourself. That's another strange concept that comes up at that time in our lives. Go find yourself. I suspect that all of our quests to find ourselves end ultimately when we realize that even as we were searching for ourselves, it turns out that we were right there the whole time. And it's kind of like those moments when you spend 5, 10, maybe more minutes searching for your eyeglasses, and then you realize that you've got them on your face, or you, in a panic, checking every spot around your house for your car keys until you hear them jingling in your hand as you move by. All these quests to find ourselves end not with some grand enlightenment, but with realizing that we are who we are, and we've been there the whole time. There was a fantastic article in the New York Times a couple weeks ago, and it discussed this moment of graduation, this moment of commencement. And the writer, his name was David Brooks, and he reflected on all of the commencement addresses that were being televised just a few weeks ago as all the colleges and universities were wrapping up their academic year. And he was watching the television and seeing this image of graduates hearing the message to go follow your passion, to chart your own course, to march to the beat of your own drummer, to follow your dreams and go find yourself. A whole lot of individualism and a whole lot of pressure, to say the least. But in among all this talk of finding yourself, David Brooks comes to a conclusion that very directly reflects the call of Jesus on each one of our lives. The article ends with the challenging reminder that the purpose in life is not to find yourself, it's to lose yourself. We create who we are not through some abstract quest, but through the real commitments that we make in our lives. We make sacred commitments. We tie ourselves down to whomever and to whatever is important to us. A person we love, a career, a community. We create who we are by the commitments that we make. We don't discover who we are and then unleash that person on an unsuspecting world. We live in that world. And we pay attention and we listen to the needs, to the opportunities, to the problems that are there, that surround us. And then the way we respond is what shapes who we are. For the woman that lives right across the street from this building, Rose Kane, it was paying attention to the people she met in doctor's offices while her husband was fighting cancer. And she made a sacred commitment. And the Kevin Kane Foundation was formed and has come to help family after family right here in our community, thankfully, with the help of Temple Lutheran Church. Very similar to a little girl named Alex in Penn Wynn, who started selling lemonade for the same reason. Yesterday, Amber and I had the chance to go over to Penn Wynn Elementary School and see this amazing celebration of the effort of Alex's lemonade stand, and to see how people come together and respond to what the real world throws at us. Right here in our congregation, we respond to what we see. A handful of moms and dads, grandmoms, see this beautiful assortment of little children. And that need and that desire to see that this congregation, the Temple Lutheran Church, is a place where they love to be and a place that they know they belong as they grow in their faith. And they came together and they made a sacred commitment and they formed what the kids call ROCK, the really only club for kids. And it shapes who we are. This same kind of calling touches every part of our lives. It's what leads us to the places where we make the commitments that tie us down and define who we are. Where we make careers, it leads us to the people that we commit our lives to as family, as friends, as neighbors, and to the communities that we belong to. The world produces the circumstances, the problems, and the opportunities that place a calling on our lives. And make no mistake, it's the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us today, calling us to live, calling us to create God's new reality. This story of Pentecost, of the Holy Spirit entering the world to sustain us, is a story of graduation. It's a story of commencement. It was the culmination of Jesus' ministry on earth, but it was only the beginning of what Jesus came to make possible. The disciples could have gone back to the life that they knew before Jesus, but instead, the disciples became apostles. The followers of Jesus became people who do God's work out there in the world. The Holy Spirit came and launched them into the world, launched them out to make sacred commitments that would build God's new reality. The day of Pentecost is a day of commencement for people of faith and for faith communities like our own. It's a moment, it's an event that sends us out beyond the walls or the boundaries of what we've become used to. The Holy Spirit comes to guide us and sustain us on our journey, but we find out very quickly that the Holy Spirit does not come to solve our problems for us as we go out. Actually, the Holy Spirit creates our problems. The Holy Spirit opens our eyes to what's going on around us. The Holy Spirit opens our eyes to what God is doing and puts a calling on our lives to be a part of it, to participate. And the problems and the opportunities are not always simple, and they're not always easy, and they're not always small. Most of what God calls us to is complex and significant. And that means that setbacks and even full-scale failures are going to happen. There's no way around it. The challenges and the opportunities that God calls us to are far too great and far too complex and significant to think that we're going to figure them out easily. To think that we'll hit upon the best possible response on our first guess. But the Holy Spirit isn't afraid of failure. The Holy Spirit doesn't prevent failure for us. In fact, the Holy Spirit welcomes it. The Holy Spirit welcomes failure and setbacks because the Holy Spirit invites us to find our victory and our strength and our fulfillment in and through the setbacks and the failures that we experience. As we realize that it's not our efforts, but it's God working through us, sustaining us, even through the parts that don't make sense. And once we've identified that worthy challenge, we can experiment, even if we fail. We can innovate, even if we fail. We can invent, even if we fail. That is an important and central truth of what it means to be people of faith, especially in a world that is so obsessed with success and with getting it right. So set on success that we forget that God's there leading us, that God is present in and through us, working in us, even when we fail. God is our creator, our redeemer, and our sustainer. It's God alone that brings this new reality that we long for, that we need. Our job is to partner in what God is doing, wherever we find it happening. God's Holy Spirit has come so that we can make Christ known. God's Holy Spirit has come so that we can commence. So where is God calling you today? That's a question that the class of 2011 has probably been kicking around quite a bit lately, but that is a question for every single one of us every day of our lives. Where is God calling you today? What needs and what opportunities are seeking your sacred commitment? What ventures is God calling us to together to pursue as a community? These are the questions that we must pray and think about as the Holy Spirit calls us to commence, as the Holy Spirit calls us to join God's work in the world, as the Holy Spirit calls us to create a new reality, to do God's work with our hands. So listen and pray, my friends. Listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit blowing among us. This is our day of Pentecost. This is our day to commence. As God's Holy Spirit calls us to be actively involved in what's happening in the real world around us. As God's Holy Spirit calls us to be actively involved in creating God's new reality. As God's Holy Spirit calls each one of us to be actively involved in the good news of the gospel. Amen.